Allotted hour and the allotted time, I will declare this meeting open at 1 minute past six. Nalak Karij Nija Buja Bal Wajak Nunga Buja Nalak Nini. In the language of the first people of this land, we say that we know we are gathered together here on the land of the Wajak Nunga people, always was and always will be. We'll move on to attendances and apologies. I don't believe we've got any apologies tonight.
No.
Okay. And declarations of interest, councillors? Does anyone have a declaration to make? No? Okay. There are no announcements tonight. And I don't believe there are any petitions.
No.
Okay. So we'll move on to item six, which is public question time. And I would invite any members of the public who wish to ask a question to come up to the microphone to give your name and address. And questions are normally related to items that are on the agenda. Would anyone like to ask a question tonight?
My name's Ian Murray-Hush, Unit 322 Allied Ellsfield Way. I was advised at the last council meeting that I can ask questions at a briefing session that are not on the agenda. Is that correct or not? I knew I couldn't make them at an OCM, but I was told I could ask a question at a briefing session.
It's normally at the OCM. There has been, I guess, some confusion by our new agenda, which has been produced through a new software program. But it's normally at the OCM, at the council meeting. But the mayor may...
I think, okay, the CEO is correct. It's normally at the OCM that you can ask a question on any topic. But tonight I will... graciously allow you to ask your question, sir, because I'm interested.
It's just in regard to the Broadway Reserve survey that was done. I just want to know if there's any update, like the number of responses we got, if there's any general consensus, and what the next step is and when.
Okay, so normally a survey, once the responses are all received by the staff, they would generate a report that comes to council. So I'm assuming that that report has not yet been created. And I'll just refer to Ms. Davies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, we're currently still assessing the responses and we'll be providing some information to councillors in the next few weeks. And for those respondents who wish to be kept updated, we'll send an email or contact you by mail or phone to let you know the outcome.
Thank you, sir. Now, there has been one statement sent through very late this afternoon from Ms. Jane Bremer, and it is very lengthy and it has been sent very late. The staff, the administration were not included into that email, so the staff have not had an opportunity to... look at the content. So I will leave that statement and ask for the administration to respond to Ms. Bremer in writing during the week. And if there are no other questions or statements from members of the public in the chamber, we'll move on to there's no deputations either, so we'll move on to the reports. So the first report is item 8.1, use not listed short stay accommodation 13A, lot 1, Gallagher Street, Eden Hill. And I would ask Mr. Gibson to provide a short overview on this topic.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This report, as you say, is for council to consider application for short stay accommodation at 13A, Gallagher Street in Eden Hill. Council is actually being requested to reconsider this matter by the State Administrative Tribunal in response to an appeal being lodged, which was returned as a result of a previous council decision back in February earlier this year, which was to refuse the application for various reasons. Since that time, and as part of the appeal process, the applicant has amended the application in an effort to address a number of the concerns raised by council at the time and a number of the reasons for refusal. The amended application was advertised for public comment and resulted in two objections being received. Those objections will need to be considered by council next week as part of its decision-making process. In addition, council will need to have regard to its draft local planning policy related to short-stay accommodation. More broadly, the application has been assessed against the draft policy as well as a series of other planning considerations. And as you can see outlined in the agenda, is considered generally acceptable and it is therefore recommended the application be approved for a period of up to 12 months. It is open, however, for council to again refuse the application. If it does so, it is expected that the SAS appeal will continue.
Councillor McLennan.
I have a number of questions, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Mr Gibson, you made reference to the draft policy that's out for consultation at the moment. If that policy was in place, given the location of this particular proposal, would the staff's recommendation still be to approve it?
Through Madam Mayor, yes. So the status of the policy, it's a seriously entertained planning proposal and that's been advertised for public comment. We haven't diminished the impact of the policy by virtue of it not being adopted and have assessed it as if it were operational. As the councillor rightly identifies, there is a variation to the draft policy from a locational point of view, but for the reasons set out in the report, that's not considered problematic.
And since we last had this proposal before us, obviously applicants have made quite significant efforts to address the concerns that have been raised. I'm just wondering whether some of those things, like the noise monitor and the security cameras and the two-way speaker, whether they're things that would be considered over and above what the requirements would be of an application in future.
Through you, Madam Mayor, not necessarily, and I suppose, as I've mentioned previously, for this application and the draft LPP, we don't get a large number of these applications, so we don't have a great deal of examples to draw from. Because of the nature of the use and the fact that its impact is largely a function of the way it's managed as opposed to the physical attributes of the site, these sorts of applications can turn very much on the management practices employed by the applicant. And in this instance, the applicant has made genuine attempts to address the concerns of council and has resulted in a proposal that staff are prepared to support for up to 12 months. It may well be that after the 12 months it has operated satisfactorily and maybe the measures employed in this case would be used as an example going forward.
You just mentioned the 12 months. Would it come back to council at that stage if it had been compliant or only if there were issues?
Through Madam Mayor, neither, unless the applicant lodged a subsequent application. So if council resolves next week to approve for up to 12 months, it would be valid for that 12-month period and will expire at the conclusion of that period and have no further effect. If the applicant wants to continue the use, either for another 12 months or in perpetuity, they could lodge an application, and if they did that, I would expect that would come back to council.
Thank you. And last question, if I may. In the recommendation under point one, one of the points is that the management plan requires the reporting of all noise breaches to the town in an agreed format. What is there that compels the applicant to report noise breaches? It's not in their best interest to let us know if there's noise concerns coming from their property. I would expect that it would be neighbouring properties would be more likely to bring noise concerns to our attention.
Through Madam Mayor, that's correct. I suppose what would compel them and what would motivate them would be compliance with their conditions of their development approval. If, say, there were noise breaches that the applicant, assuming this condition was imposed, that the applicant
was aware of but selected not to advise the town on. The town otherwise became aware through third-party complaints or some other mechanism that would be a breach of the approval, and that would make them effectively... Well, it would open up the opportunity for compliance action.
Thank you so much.
Councillor Ames.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and through you to Mr Gibson. On your report, in the box, I've just gone from one document to another, so let me just find what I'm looking at. In regards to the modifications that happened to the application on page number 9 of 31, security, safety and community, in the amended, the plan is that the devices have been installed and said that they're hardwired. We then look at the application that has been submitted, and towards the end of the documentation in the images, it looks like the noise monitoring are plug and play into PowerPoints. Doesn't really say look at hardwired. Hardwired would be something that can be powered 24/7 and not be removed from a PowerPoint. So we want to just confirm that the devices will be hardwired and not being able to be pulled out by the guests, and obviously then not be able to be monitored.
Through Madam Mayor, we can double check that and update councillors.
Thank you.
Questions, councillors? Councillor
Pilifka. Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. To Director Gibson, so obviously this was the subject of the mediation, and I don't wish to know about the discussion that occurred there. But in terms of the management plan that would be put forward, the expectation would be that, having had the benefit of that SAT mediation process, that the applicants would adjust their application accordingly and have regard to what was said during that process.
Through you, Madam Mayor, typically that is the case, yes. Most frequently with SAT, SAT sets a directions hearing and subsequently a mediation session where the parties can, sort of, you know, without prejudice format, discuss the issues of concern, and typically SAT would allow the applicant to amend their application in some way to address or go some ways to addressing the concerns raised by the respondents. So that is what's occurred in this instance. The applicant has selected or elected to make a series of changes to the submitted application to allow it to now be reconsidered by council.
Yes, so through that process, we would imagine that the SAT member had tested particular propositions, and as a result of that, we would expect that the application had been amended to deal with the issues that have been, I suppose, identified through the mediation process.
Right. Through you, Madam Mayor, the application has been amended.
It has
so
been,
this
yeah.
is now what council is being asked to consider.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, councillors. So if there are no further questions, we'll move on to 8.2, proposed outbuilding 86 lot 88 Hamilton Street, Bassendean. And again, Mr Gibson, if you would like to provide a short overview.
Through you, Madam Mayor, this report is for council considering proposed outbuilding at number 86 Hamilton Street in Bassendean. The proposal was assessed against the R codes, and there is one element that requires a design principle assessment, being the wall height. Given the location of the outbuilding, it will have no material impact on the streetscape. So council needs to consider, as part of this application, whether the proposal will have a detrimental impact on neighbouring properties. In that regard, the town did advertise the matter to abutting properties and received an objection as set out on page 18 of the agenda. Based on the assessment that we've got on pages 19 and 20 of the agenda, the proposal is considered broadly acceptable and is recommended that it be approved. It is, of course, open to council, however, to refuse the application, but if it does so, it needs to provide reasons relative to the design principle.
Okay, councillors, would anyone like to ask a question on this particular item? Okay, well then we'll move on to 8.3, which is adoption of the quarterly report period ending 30th of June 2022. And Ms Mabbs, this is your item.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. This is the final quarterly report for the period ending 30th of June 2022. aligned to our corporate business plan. Also attached is a report that contains a list of council resolutions recommended for closure. So council's being asked to receive the quarterly report and endorse the council resolutions recommended for closure attached to the report.
Thank you. Councillors with questions? Councillor McLennan?
Normally I'd ask these questions by email, but since we've got a short meeting, if you don't mind, I'll ask a couple now. Ms Davey, on the quarterly report, it makes reference to the Ashfield Flats hydrology study that there was going to be a meeting in August. Has that happened yet? Have you got any updates for us on the result of that meeting might have been?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yep, the meeting was held last week, and so the steering group have to review the request for quote for the engagement of the consultant. DBCA are also developing a communications plan and are updating their website. So once that's provided, we can provide further updates to councillors and the community.
Fantastic. That's going to be my next question. Probably for you as well. Under the living stream, it also refers to a meeting being scheduled to resolve the outstanding design elements and licence agreement issues. Has that been happening?
Through the Chair, yes. The CEO and I met with them a few weeks ago, and they have agreed to some amendments. We were just waiting on some information back from them.
Can I just follow up on that particular one, if you don't mind, Ms Davies? The amendments that you have spoken of, will councillors be provided with a copy of those amendments via the bulletin?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the licence requires council endorsement to enter into, so the draft licence will come to a council meeting.
Okay.
If there are amendments to the designs, they'll go through the CEO. The CEO bulletin to councillors.
Okay, it was the design elements I was more interested in. Thank you. Councillors, are there further questions on this particular item? Councillor McLennan?
Just it makes reference to the site at 35 Old Perth Road and potential or discussions with Department of Communities. I'm wondering whether that's progressed at all.
We haven't yet had a response from Department of Communities.
Okay, thank you. And just let me find the... Just in relation to the resolutions for deletion, there's two I wanted to ask about. So one,
sorry, Councillor McLennan, the resolution two
for deletion
closure.
For closure. On page three, there's the last resolutions in relation to Sandy Beach Playground, and the majority of that's obviously been completed because the playground's now operational and looking fantastic. In the second resolution, there's a point C about incorporation of opportunities for local and Aboriginal art into the design. I'm just wondering, I want to make sure that if this resolution is closed, that that is going to remain captured for the stage two of the project.
I can confirm that it's in the draft corporate business plan,
Excellent.
Which Council will be considering next month.
Fantastic. On the same page, page five, there's a notice of motion from several years ago in relation to the Bassey Beam Preservation Group. And I understand that at the time there was some discussion about the potential to accommodate that group within the town. Nothing has happened on this for a number of years, but I'm just wondering, in closing this, whether there's an intention to discuss with the group, because I know it's something that they have been discussing for some time in the past. And if I remember correctly, the reason it wasn't progressed at the time was because of the group wanting a bit of time before they looked at a move of that nature. So I guess I'm just wanting to flag that it would be great if we could have a conversation with the group if that's no longer part of our plans. And there was one more, sorry, just couldn't find it. On page one it was, so just going back there, and Mr Dwyer, this was one under your name. It was in relation to the Second Avenue Bicycle Park. There's the comment that council didn't approve funding last year or in this financial year for the bike park. path plan to comply with the grants that the town have been successful. I don't recall during the this budget process us having a discussion about not progressing with that grant. And I'm just a bit concerned that it's no longer, it's listed as no longer being a priority when this is one of the priority projects in our bike plan.
Sorry. Thank you, through you, Madam Mayor. I would have to take that on notice. I'm not aware of it not coming to council. So, yeah.
No, that would be great. I seem to remember it being on an initial budget document, and then looking at this, it just reminded me that it wasn't on the later ones. So that was it. Thank you for it.
Thank you. Councillors, any other councillors with questions on this particular item? Okay, we'll move on to item 8.4, proposed rescheduling of December 2022 meetings. And I think this is fairly straightforward. Yes. Unless anyone wants to ask questions on this one. Councillor Ames.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and through you to the CEO. Does that mean that council clocks off on the 13th of December this year?
After the council meeting?
Yes.
Then we have our end of year celebration on the 16th.
Thank
you. The following week is when the festive season commences. That's correct.
Councillor McWilliam, thank you.
Through the Mayor, I'm just wondering what day we would be resuming activities of council in terms of briefings or...
It would probably be early February, so the first Tuesday in February, and it may even be the annual general meeting.
Thank you.
Can I just ask, I did ask this question a few weeks ago, I'm sure, that if there was a necessity for any reason that a special council meeting could be called probably late January if required. But also the scheduling of workshops, if we could have a discussion on Thursday.
Sure.
About that as well, that would be excellent. Okay. So unless there are other questions, councillors, we'll move on to the next item, which is item 8.5, accounts paid 31st July 2022. Are there any questions on this particular item? No? Okay, so that brings us to the end of the reports. There is a notice of motion on the agenda for next week. If councillors have questions on that, you may ask now. Otherwise, you can read the information provided by the officers.
Okay. Can I just ask a question? I'm just reading the notice of motion and then the officer's comment. It seems to or implies the town's not doing some things which the officer's response indicates town is already compliant with, and there's reference to the WA Department of Health recommendations, which there's no link to understand what it is. I'm just wondering what that is, like whether, or you know, if it is a thing at all. And I also understand that you may have had a briefing from one of the Parks and Gardens staff around the current practices that the town uses, and I'm wondering whether the rest of us could hear some of those practices, so we have an understanding of what the current practice might be.
There was a meeting between Councillor Carter. I attended, not so much as a participant, but to actually hear the information. Ms. Mabbs, Mr. Morrissey. And Ms. Davis, sorry. Apologies. You were very much there. You were right next to me. Apologies, Ms. Davis. It was interesting to hear the from someone on the ground who is involved heavily in the works program. I do think that a summary of that information could be provided through the bulletin. My understanding is, having listened to the dialogue, that there is no spraying within the boundaries of the playgrounds. The discussion about spraying outside of those boundaries, there's different types of spraying that is done. There is clearly some, I think we've all seen some spraying where they have the long instrument with the fanned capped head that's sprayed close to the ground. That is spot spraying for specific types of weeds. I do not recall the months that that is undertaken. There was also discussion about broadacre spraying, which is more for bindii, if I'm correct in my assumption. Miss Davies, it was bindii, wasn't it? No, it was something else. Okay. We have so many different weeds. It's really incredible. But I do think that probably if we get a little bit of a summary from Miss Davies in the bulletin, that might be assisting, because I find the conversation quite enlightening. I think I'll leave it there before I actually say the wrong weeds again. Are there any other questions from councillors? No? Okay, so no confidential business. So on that note, I close the meeting at what must be one of the shortest meetings at 27 minutes past the hour. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.